Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Granny Hamner. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rip Rapolsky. Batting seventh. The catcher, Stan Lopata. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jack Sanford. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Will. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Fanning. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Granny Hamner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bauschi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morgan strikes out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Anderson hits a fly ball towards center. Will settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Will. Anderson moves to third. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rapolsky hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lopata hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Will strikes out. One out. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Fanning is called out on strikes. two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Littrell hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sanford moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morin throws the ball into Littrell, who tags Ashburn trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sanford moves to third. Two outs. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hillman is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 1 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Speak. The throw from Lopata and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Willie Jones, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rapolsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapolsky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Phillies. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lopata is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopata hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tanner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tanner strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rapalski. Morin reaches second base with a double. Banks goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Phillies. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 0-1 in the game. Will strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fanning is 0-1 in the game. Fanning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanford is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sanford hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Will. Sanford reaches second base with a double. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamner is 0-2 in the game. Hamner takes first base on ball 4. Sanford moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Ed Bausche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bausche is 0-2 in the game. Bausche is called out on strikes. 1 out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-1, Phillies. Willie Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rip Rapalski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rapalski is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rapalski hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Littrell is 0-1 in the game. Littrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. Littrell reaches third base with a triple. Casey Wise pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wise takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Wise moves to second. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Speak is 0-2 in the game. Speak strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tanner is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Tanner reaches second base with a double. Ashburn throws the ball into Jones, who tags Tanner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Littrell scores. Wise scores. Morgan goes all the way around to score. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Phillies. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Ernie Banks. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bolger hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Phillies. Jim Hearn now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausche scoops it up and throws to first, with Hearn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Casey Wise now playing second base. Bobby Morgan now playing third base. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopata hits a pop-up towards third. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hearn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Will is 0 for 2 in the game. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fanning is 0 for 2 in the game. Fanning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Littrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Littrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston fires over to first and Speak drops the ball. That's an error on Speak. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hamner hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bauschi is 0 for 3 in the game. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Harmon now playing left field. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wise is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Phillies. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Speak is 0 for 3 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tanner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Tanner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Rapalski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rapalski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rapalski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lopata is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopata hits a pop-up towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls pinch hits for Don Elston. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walls hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Rapalski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 0 for 3 in the game. Will strikes out. There goes Walls. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fanning is 0 for 3 in the game. Fanning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hearn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hamner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hamner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long pinch hits for Jack Littrell. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long strikes out. 1 out. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wise is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wise strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.